This is KUNC. If a pet was injured in a car accident or house fire, it used to be illegal for first responders to treat your dog or cat. But 4 years ago, Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill allowing them to provide emergency services to animals. Now, an ambulance company in Weld County is the first in the country to take things a step further. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
Natalie Perry is a paramedic in Greeley, working for Banner Health. Even after 9 years as a first responder, she still attends training courses. Today, it's a session on CPR and other skills.
So do you guys, when you decompress, is it with a steel catheter or is it a catheter that you thread in?
It's usually a knee.
But instead of humans, Perry is learning how to treat dogs and cats.
This is less scary than I anticipated. Because humans are easy, but dogs are furry.
This is Project Daphne. Perry is the mastermind behind this program that provides emergency medical services for pets.
We have had calls such as structure fires where animals are brought out, and it's kind of a helpless feeling when you don't have the training and knowledge to know what to do.
Project Daphne started in late September, but all of Banner's paramedics and emergency medical technicians must go through a training like this one first. It's being taught by veterinary technicians from Pets Emergency Hospital.
Do we want to start with CPR stuff or bandage stuff?
Inside the back of one of their ambulances. Perry, with her hair pulled back and wearing the Banner Health uniform, white shirt, and navy blue pants,
watch your head,
shows me a medical kit that's specifically designed for dogs and cats. It includes a muzzle, leash, animal-specific bandages, clippers, and
3 different sizes of oxygen masks, depending on the breed of the dog and the size of the snout.
Banner has 7 of these kits, thanks to a donation from pet safety company Invisible Fence. And the initial funding for the project came from Greeley resident and dog lover Walt Francis.
What do you think, Daph? Huh?
Daphne is his blonde 12-year-old Cocker Spaniel. She weighs about 30 pounds and is very friendly.
Let's go walk.
Francis is retired but stays active, running and walking around his neighborhood. He lives just a couple blocks from North Colorado Medical Center. He and Daphne like to walk there and stop at the ambulance bay, which is in the shade, to rest. They usually run into EMTs and paramedics transporting patients. Daphne is always excited to see them.
Aw, hi. How are you, sweetie? Aw, such a good dog, huh? Yeah.
Francis has a soft spot for first responders. He grew up across the street from the medical center and remembers hearing the sirens. Then, Francis drove for an ambulance company while studying at the University of Colorado Boulder. That was 50 years ago. So when Natalie Perry told him about the project and that she named it after his dog, he was happy to help.
Yeah, it was interesting because it's right up my alley, something to help dogs and the ambulance company. So it's a good deal for everybody concerned.
Come here, buddy.
It was also created to treat police dogs. Greeley officer Kevin Clary introduces me to his canine partner, Rocco.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. Got your Kong? He loves his Kong. His favorite toy.
In the past, if a canine officer suffered from heat exhaustion or got injured in the line of duty, he says the dog would be taken to a veterinarian in a patrol car. But now
they can treat the police dog on scene and provide him the medical attention he needs and load him up into the ambulance and transport him to the pet's emergency.
While other services also care for pets, Project Daphne is the first in the country to also transport animals directly to a veterinary hospital. But back at the training, Natalie Perry says people should not call 911 for an injured pet. Human patients still come first.
It needs to be kind of a specific scenario where there's an injured pet and no injured humans, or all the injured humans have been cared for and taken care of and you have an extra hand.
Perry is excited about the project and says, going forward, all new hires will receive veterinary training and all 15 ambulances will soon have the pet resuscitation kits. And it wouldn't have been possible without Walt Francis and his dog, Daphne.
Let's go, Daph. Well, thanks.
Thanks. It's good to see you.
See you.
You guys have a good day.
Have a good week.
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.